The iPhone and its joy. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination, the iPhone and its joy. The iPhone by Apple is quite a phone, and everyone who has one finds them very exciting. Although they are not wise for people to have unless you have a need for that phone, because you pay through the nose for the service, and you pay also for that service for other phones that have the facilities. But if you're going to pay for the service, then certainly get an iPhone, because the iPhone has so many apps that are free, it has so many things that it can do, it is so reliable, it is just wonderful. The new iPhone is even better than the first one that came out, which is the one that Ellen and I have. The one that we have is great, but the new one has even a better sound system to it. You can hear it much more clearly, and it has a plug system where you can plug any plug into it. The ones that we have is proprietary plugging that takes kind of a tinier plug to go into it to plug into it. Well, anyhow, this is a part of iPhone. Now, what is the joy of iPhone or any phone that you can use as a telephone or that you can use for email? On my email, on my computer, both my Apple and my PC computer did not receive some emails, but the emails went directly to my iPhone. And so I was told by someone that they were there, and so I searched them out, and sure enough, there they were, back on the 16th and back on the 18th, and I thought, my goodness, you know, why didn't I know about that? I will check into it further, but there they were. So what did I do? I took the emails, and I just readdressed them, and I addressed them to myself at another address. And lo and behold, up they popped at my new address. So it was kind of nice. I put two or three addresses on it at the same time so that I'd be sure that it did come through. And it's kind of fun to be able to make things happen when things don't seem to happen sometimes. Uh-huh. But the iPhone is filled with wonder. Now, our friend Jeff Provence, who is... worked with us now for many, many years in stock markets and financing and stuff like that. He got an iPhone just about 3 or 4 days ago. And he had to send us a little note saying he got it. And of course, we were just delighted for him. And so I sent him several little notes back of, you know, what he could do and how nice it is to have it and so forth. And he answered each one. So here we were. We hadn't talked or written or called for maybe a month or two, and now we're doing it five or six times in this period of an hour or so. But that's the nice thing about an iPhone. It makes you feel like it's fun to do it. And the big screen that it has allows you to look at it nicely. But what I am most delighted, and I'm sure that other phones are similar to it, but I'm most delighted that the type on the iPhone is approximately 7 point, 6 to 7 point, which is low. Newspapers used to be printed in 8 point type, and people were quite familiar with reading them. And now, of course, they're a little better. But it could be 6 or 7 point type. And when you turn on your computer and you read the type on your computer where it tells information about what's happening, it is clear and legible without glasses. It really is amazing, because it lets you focus your eyes right in on the page and see exactly what's going on and read it just perfectly. I think that is a wonderful assistance to developing good eyes, because people are going to be able to read that and see that without even grabbing for their spectacles, and pretty soon they won't even grab for their spectacles at all. Because working with the computer, working with the iPhone, the type is so clear and so legible, you just want to read it, and you want to see what it is. Now, they also have books in type that are available for the iPhone. And can you imagine reading a page of a book on the iPhone? Of course, you could turn it sideways and make it a little larger, and that would be easier. But who knows? Once you get accustomed to reading the small type and reading it comfortably, your eyes are not straining. You read it very beautifully and very comfortably, and it's quite exciting. And yes, it is quite exciting. The iPhone is a wonderful gadget, and I think that anyone who has a chance to get one should take advantage of it, but first investigate very thoroughly all the costs involved, because it can be a little bit overwhelming at times. So, with that said, enjoy your iPhone if you have one. If you don't, play with somebody else's and get the feeling of it. And if it really turns you on, I'd say it's worth the investment because it's fun. Have a good day and know that I love you eternally.